Outcast, Bombs Over Baghdad here at St. Louis's New Rock Alternative. 105.7 The Point. Outcast in court again with the attorney for Rosa Parks from that last record they did. They did a little song called Rosa Parks, and Rosa Parks isn't pleased about it and all that sort of stuff.
But you know what?
Fandango, what?
I've actually heard that it's not Rosa Parks that's actually upset about it. That it's Rosa Parks' lawyers that are more upset about it than she actually is.
Well, yeah, because she's like 89, and from what I understand, and I don't mean this in any bad way, I don't think she's all that. I mean, she's an 89-year-old woman. She's not all that.
There.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what I heard. So I don't know what the whole story is. But anyway, they're in court down in Atlanta, their hometown. Donnie Fandango is here because he has a special concert announcement. Go ahead, Donnie.
This
you tell
is
me?
A big, bad son's a bitch. The last year, the Vans Warped Tour skipped St. Louis. This year, they make no such mistake. Vans Warped Tour 2001 in St. Louis, Wednesday, July the 11th.
Hey, that's my birthday.
Hey, well. We'll wish you a happy birthday while we're at the show. The show's at noon at Riverport. General admission.
7-Eleven, by the way.
General admission. So you don't forget. Can I finish?
7-Eleven, like in the store. So you don't forget my birthday. That way the gifts will roll in.
Tickets, 25-25, available through Ticketmaster starting this Saturday at 10 a.m. And maybe, just maybe, this Friday, The Point will be giving away tickets all day. Maybe, just maybe. Bands appearing at the show, 311, Less Than Jake, Alien Ant Farm, Rancid, Good Charlotte, The Misfits, The Vandals, Phoenix TX, H2O, The Living End, Bouncing Souls, Guttermouth, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, and a whole Jesus ton more. Go to warptour.com for the entire lineup. And unfortunately, Pennywise was supposed to be on the bill, but I do believe that I want to say that it's Fletcher that's having a baby and he had to take some time off.
And wasn't Henry Rollins supposed to be doing the show too?
Yeah, Rollins' band was supposed to be on the show, but
that bums me out. We're tight. We were supposed to hang out. He promised that we would go spend some time together. And I can't tell you anything better than on my birthday on July 11th that I'd like to spend it on July 11th with Henry Rollins.
Well, tickets on sale Saturday morning at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster, and we'll have tickets to give away on Friday.
We were going to the Cracker Barrel. We had plans.
You and Rollins at the Cracker Barrel, that would never, hell would freeze over before that happened.
Anyway, well, here's one of the bands that'll be playing the show. This is 7-Eleven and Down. 7-Eleven, right?
Not the day. Chill.
Stop the record now.
St. Louis is
New Rock Alternative!
Stop the record. Stop the record.
Stop the record now.
You're in the 105.7.
Satisfaction. Guaranteed.
The Point. The Point.
St. Genevieve, St. Louis. Disc drive.
Disc drive with Eric Schmidt.
Point it. Hello, The Point.
Hey, yeah, I got a question. I hope you can help me. Tomb Raider, Trent Reznor's new song, Deep.
Yeah.
You know anything about it? Like when it comes out, what's up? What's going on?
You want me to play it? Is that what you're asking?
Oh, well, if you could play it, that would be awesome.
I played it last week. We played it. We snuck it onto the radio.
Yes, I heard it. And I heard you say something about, was it you that played it?
Yeah, it was me that played it. And I got in trouble for that. I got in trouble for playing the Tool too soon. And then I get little letters from lawyers. And you know what I say? Screw the man.
That's right.
I'll do what I want. So anyway.
Do you know anything about the release?
It's on the soundtrack for the movie Tomb Raider, and the exact date on the release, I don't know as of yet.
Okay.
But I do have the song, and it's already started there in the background. We'll do it as our disc drive song of the day here at 105.7 The Point.
Thank you.
Black stare, disrepair, there's a big black hole gonna eat me up someday.
Drive with Eric Schmidt. 105.7.
The Point.
The Point.
We'll be right back.
something from Tool. It's called Schism, or you can call it Schism. I found that out yesterday that it's either, but I'm going to call it from Schism from now on. I'm making that my decision. So anyway, who's the Cardinal player of the day? Do you know who it is? Call now, 969-DUDE, if you can tell me who it is. Caller 10. And you don't know, you can look it on the 1057thepoint.com website. You'll win tickets to an upcoming Cardinal game and be qualified to see the All-Star game in Seattle. Now, Cypress Hill at the point. Cypress Hill and Sand in the Brain here at St. Louis's New Rock Alternative 105.7 The Point. Looking for our Cardinal player of the day, and now I'll go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, who's the Cardinal player of the day?
Red Shandies.
It is. Do you really, now, help me out a second, I'm fuzzy on something in my memory. He played with the Cardinals from 45 to 56, and then from 61 to 63. What happened for those 5 years? Did he play someplace else?
I think so.
I'm not aware. I don't know. I'm sure now everybody's going to call in and go, oh, I know the answer to that question, yada, yada, yada. Well, it doesn't matter. You've got the Cardinal tickets right now because that is correct. You can listen to the Cardinal Player of the Day mornings during the Howard Stern Show. Tom West will give you the answer. Or check it out anytime during the afternoon on the 1057thepoint.com website. And now we'll do something from Biscuit. It's My Way here at the point.
Check out.
This drive with Eric Schmidt. 105.7
The Point.